You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know what? I stumbled onto Saturday night. We were laying in bed right before bed. I was flipping through the channels. E.T. was on, and I caught the last like 45 minutes of E.T., which I haven't seen.
I'll be right here.
Home. But I'll tell you what, that is a damn good movie. Like, really well written, the cinematography, the lighting. It's a great movie.
I got to tell you something funny about that. I've seen that movie one time.
Uh-huh.
Not because I didn't. I mean, I loved it.
Same.
I saw it one time, and it was at the premiere of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
What year did that come
82,
out?
82, I think.
Wow.
You were like 3 years old.
I know. Yeah, 1982. June 11th, 1982.
Yeah, I was
you
at
were
at the premiere. Preview,
at the premiere. Ouch. Ouch.
Old.
Old.
For some people, they have a guilty pleasure of watching the same old movies over and over and over again. That's just their little guilty pleasure. There was this story that came out last week that Jeremy and I found interesting about the top 10 guilty pleasures that people have. And it's funny because almost all of them involve either food or television.
Oh, sure, because there's so much crap to eat and crap to watch.
Or just being lazy. One of those three will cover just about everything. And I have to feel like mine is seasonal. I have seasonal guilty pleasures. I don't know that
Tell me it's not pumpkin spice.
No, never.
Okay, good.
No, because I'm not a coffee drinker, and if you're not a coffee drinker, there's really no.
That's where normally.
Cough drops, I guess. What?
Pumpkin spice cough drops and eye drops.
I thought you said Pop Tarts.
Pop Tart, like... probably. So start with give me a hi. My name is Dom, and my guilty pleasure is.
You want to know mine for the last month?
What is it?
Hello, my name is Dom, and my guilty pleasure is the chocolate and Reese's.
Oh.
Blizzard DQ.
Yes.
That's it. And I'm trying not to tell my fiance about this because I stopped and got another one yesterday.
This little piggy went to DQ.
And I pulled a Jeremy. I literally stopped to put gas in the car and made sure the cup was thrown away there.
Well done.
So that it would not show up anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I put a mint in my mouth afterwards.
You probably still had a little chocolate ice cream in the corner of your lips. Yeah. So
that's mine. That's your turn.
Hi, my name is Jeremy, and I put Q-tips in my ears. I've read the warnings. I know you're not supposed to do that, but every time I take a shower, I get in there and dig it. And you hit that weird, like, G-spot in your ear, you know, and you're like, and kind of makes one eye.
I just used a Q-tip this morning. I had no G-spot.
There's a G-spot in your ear, man.
Really?
And if you get in there and you start really going
circular. Does it make your legs start shaking and everything?
No, but it will make the side of my face that I'm digging in kind of go.
You might be doing it wrong.
Oh, I'm doing it right. I'm doing it so right.
Do you smoke a cigarette after you get done with your Q-tip?
I fall right asleep.
Man, I've been doing it
wrong. You're doing it wrong, buddy.
I have gotten off with a Q-tip before.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best feeling on the planet, and you're so not supposed to do it.
Well, I know.
Because it crams the earwax in there. And
come on. That's all Q-tips are used for.
That's all.
Nobody uses it for anything
Take the
else.
Warnings off the box.
I know. People say, I use it to take off my fingernail polish.
No,
I know.
You don't.
But the average person uses only
right
buys them for
side
one
of your
reason.
Skull.
That might be the only product that is only used for the thing that they tell you not to do with it. Isn't that great?
So true.
It's like motor oil. You don't drink it. You put it in your car
right,
where it's supposed to go, right?
Q-tips, cleaning wounds. Oh, no.
You jam it in your ear.
Jam it in your skull.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Tamara wrote in to tell you that that's called an eargasm.
Oh, yeah, it is.
She says you also get that when your ear itches and you rub it really quickly.
Yes, you do. Like on the outside, you're like,
Now, I will say that I've never had what you were describing with the Q-tip, but yeah, if your ear itches and you reach up and you.
Yeah, it's like that, but deeper.
It is heavenly.
So go home today. After you take a shower, just try it. Just get in there and just play around a little
bit. No, because now you're going to get people really pissed off because of all the damage that they will do. Well, it's true. People will
read the warnings first and then do it.
You know, people will get mad. You're not supposed to jam things into your ear.
Stephanie sent me a Facebook message. She said, be careful because she did that once and all the cotton fell off in her ear. So don't overdo it. She had to go to the doctor and they had to pull out all the cotton.
Like tweezer it out?
I guess. Eek, that doesn't sound fun. Or maybe it does. Get those tweezers in there. You know, who's your doctor?
Listen, you know.
Back
epic,
again?
Epic referral, man.
You're my most favorite doctor.
You know you're doing it wrong if the Q-tip is coming out the other side.
Hey! Right?